Girl, Real Talk. Welcome back to Rich Girl Real Talk, where the vibe is joy and elevation. And I sound really in my deep jazz bag because, y'all, I am still sick. I am still sick, but I said I'm not going to keep prolonging this experience of sharing my love, sharing my encouragement to you in the world. So, welcome to Rich Girl Real Talk, where the vibe is elevation. So, you're just going to have to get into this bag with me, okay? I pray you're having a good day. And if not, just know that it gets better and that sometimes it might not feel like always a top tier day. But the fact that you can look in the mirror, you have fresh eyesight, you have legs that work, or all of your elements work, that comprise to make who you are. So don't fret about what yesterday was or today is going. Just remember that you have the chance to go to your tomorrow. Now, speaking of that, I wanted to share with you guys this really cool quote that's been going around, which is, when you are born, you look like your parents, but when you die, you look like your decisions. Y'all, this hits deep because you have to think about it. Every decision that you make from when you are, you know, growing and maturing in your space, you recognize that each of those could carry a cause and effect. So when we're looking at our own life, what are the decisions that we're making? And if we look at that quote as we are heading into where God takes us, whatever that may look like, everything is based on the decisions. So what are the decisions we're making right now that affect our tomorrow? Not that we need to be anxious for tomorrow, but remember to live present in the day, knowing that we're making good choices, making sound choices, and not making a hasty decision. Or even just the fact that we all like to love and live life and have some fun and even sometimes go party, but all of those things have lasting effects in some form or fashion. Such as if you drink too much, there are potential causes to our bodies that can have defects, such as our liver, our skin. Thinking about the food that we eat, if we eat greasier food and we're not really getting a balanced diet, what does that decision look like? Those outcomes can be different things, such as, of course, if we're not working out, if we're not balancing that, our bodies can change, and not always for the good. And as we get older, that metabolism don't be metabolizing like that. So at me at 30 something years old, I'm looking like, okay, you know, thank you, Lord, for where I'm at. But again, I'm thankful that I didn't really feel like I needed to really indulge or overindulge to have a good time. But of course, I have my own vices. You know, I love me a good cookie. Ooh, I love me a good cookie and a good pie, y'all. But I also recognize that I can't eat pie all the time. And it's just one of those things of, is this going to be the decision that determines how my sugar levels look as I progress in age? And also, going to the doctor. Like, when we think about going to the doctor, what does that look like for us? We look at that and say, all right, yeah, I'm going to be in health, in good health, Lord willing. But sometimes we may not recognize some of those things that we're doing that could ultimately affect what our tomorrow looks like. And we see that with some of our ancestors. It's like, had Big Mama, you know, not really partook in some of those good old hearty meals, you know, or even making that pie with like a half a pound of sugar, like for those lasting those good taste, you know, good tasting fixings, those things can have those detrimental effects, as you know, as it has affected some of our loved ones. And you know, I know that for my family, you know, we definitely have issues and history of really not monitoring some of those things, such as our high blood pressure, even anxiety. Also, you just have to think, not only that, but our blood pressure and all those elements. When they ask you that, when you're filling out your forms at the doctor, they're saying, so what is the family history? What's known? What's going on? And then when you really reflect, it's like, wow, okay, Big Mama went through this, or Grandpa went through that. My aunt is dealing with this. My mom may be dealing with that, or my dad may be dealing with this. And all those things can really help you put things in perspective for your own health, and also making those decisions in the present to say, hey, I'm going to make an active choice to do better, to be better, and to respond accordingly, and not have to feel like I have to pivot towards the tail end. And I say this to say, okay, yes, it's heavy. These things are serious. But just recognizing that our temple is important, our body, our mind, and of course, living in the perspective of, are these decisions that I'm making today, are these the decisions I could feel comfortable with, that I could sleep good at night with? And that could include just family and occupational decisions, as well as relational decisions, because some people, they can take away our peace. And if we continue to hold on to them because we love them, versus really making sure that we are giving ourselves a space to be healthy and whole and have positive vibrations around us, you know, all those different components comprise of the decisions of tomorrow. But just being present to say, hey, I want to make sure that I am keeping this space open, clean, clear, happy, full of love, full of light. I don't want anything to weigh me down. I don't want anything to hold me and suppress my growth. And I wouldn't want that for them. And so just remembering to build those healthy relationships is also a part of ensuring that you are, you know, looking like the decisions that you make, looking in a positive way at the decisions that you make in the future. But all of that, remember, is just about being present and being aware of what you're doing, and understanding that you have to continue to recognize that respecting your love and light for yourself is important. And it can trickle down into every single thing that flows in your life, whether it be your spiritual space, what you're doing to help yourself spiritually, mentally, emotionally, socially, what feels good and what does not feel good. And if I'm holding on to something that doesn't feel good, why am I? Why are you? So just making those sound decisions can affect everything that you are hoping for in your future. Again, this is just me just sharing that, because I think that it's important to, if you're living for the day, making sure that the day counts. If you're living for tomorrow, well, we don't know what tomorrow brings, but what we can do is we can take command of our day, and recognizing that we are given this gift. We're giving a gift of life to be able to see all the colors, to be able to experience nature, to be able to experience family, to be able to hear family, to be able to hear life happening, but also being able to respond, recognizing what that looks like and not taking advantage of it. So that all goes into the decisions that we make, the decisions that we want to look like. But also not putting ourselves in a box to say we have to be perfect and we have that much pressure, but just recognizing that your peace, your value, your everything is priceless. And choosing yourself and choosing to trust the things that God has given you in your spirit, that discernment, making those proper assessments and leaning not sometimes to our own surface level sight, but really digging deep to trust God for the way, the truth, and the light. And as we close out, I just want to just remind you guys that nothing and no one is perfect. And these are things that we have to learn and take day by day. But what we can do is recognize that God gives us each day. And He tells us not to worry about tomorrow and to be anxious for nothing, but just to take heed and take in the gift of the present. But recognizing that our present and our presence, they are presents. Hello. That was a kind of a bar, but I'm just saying. Again, I want you to just recognize that life is happening. But of course, the decisions that we make in the day, are we okay with them? And if we're not, then we always have tomorrow, Lord willing. And in tomorrow, we can keep on shooting for our stars. We can keep on aiming for the best versions of ourselves. We can pivot. We can always pivot. We can always do a 180 and allow ourselves the room and the space and the grace to grow and keep moving forward. That's the ultimate goal. Keep moving forward, but recognizing that we have a choice to choose happiness, to choose life, to choose positivity, to choose a way that does not seem like it weighs us down. We shouldn't feel weighed down every time we wake up. And if we do, we need to make sure that we do the battery test to figure out what that is that's holding us from experiencing life and joy and happiness and love and peace. Again, I just wanted to share that love with you all and recognize that. And I recognize that I didn't get it always this way. I didn't always get it right, and I'm still not going to get it right. I don't expect myself to. But what I do expect myself to do is stay present, stay focused, but recognize that every decision that I make is valuable, and I am valuable. I am a valuable asset in that, and that I matter and everything around me matters and making me who I am. So with that, I would love to say, recognize and reflect what it is that your decisions are right now and say, okay, thank you, Lord, for the gift of this moment to be able to reevaluate and to look into myself to say what it is that I want, but ultimately what it is that you want for my life, because I know that your plan is better than my plan for me. Your way is way better than my way, but you're giving me tools and you've given me the tools already to do everything you called me to do. So help me, Lord, guide me in my decisions. And as I say this to you and encourage you, I'm encouraging myself. That's my time for this day. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And remember that those are all decisions. You can choose to do it or you can choose not to. But either way, I'm still going to spread this love. I pray that you are having a wonderful day. And I pray that you have a good night's sleep and let nothing take your peace from you. And again, if that does, do your battery checks. Get yourself realigned and get back in the game. All right, now, before I leave, I'm going to leave you with a scripture of the day. Wow, there's so many good ones. But you know what? I just have to say that I might have to just do two today. And I'm okay with that because that's the decision that I'm making. So the first scripture is Matthew 6 and 34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And I have to expound on that. Whether the trouble be there or not, just focus on the day because God has your tomorrow. And then also, another silver lining, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And that's Psalms 118, verse 24. We have to recognize that this is the day, and that because this is the day the Lord has made, all these things work together for our good and His glory. But just remember, if we're present, we can worry about the moments, and we don't even have to worry as believers because we know God is in control. So I part you with those two on today. There's so many that we can go from, but the goal is to recognize that our decisions are what make our tomorrow. But just remember that as long as we're good in the present, those decisions will reflect. As long as we're positive and we have a positive forethought in the, foresight in the present, it will allow us to feel at ease about tomorrow, especially knowing that God is in control. Bye for now. And don't forget to love yourself. So even though I said bye for now, I just have to say, love yourself. Okay, bye for now, for real.